Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Hello and welcome, ladies and gentlemen, for one last time. Welcome to Fantasy Football Noise, the grand finale. Gentlemen, are you both there? Wayne Mitchell and Steve Baker.
Hello.
Hello.
Oh, understated, Mitch.
Don't want to get too excited too early.
You want to reach a crescendo.
Exactly. Start low. Take them up, bring them back down again. When you tell them it's the last one, take them back up towards the end.
Then you are secretly excited there,
right? An emotional montage at the end, which John will edit from all of the best bits of all of the shows.
Oh, yeah, you said you were going to do that, John.
Yeah, no, not going to do that.
Hello, of course, I'm delighted to be here for one last show.
Final Fantasy Football Noise ever. We've made the decision, didn't we, chaps? Mm-hmm.
That we're basically shouting into an echo chamber, that echo chamber containing James Stairs, your brother, and Stuart Errington. So I cannot be bothered to spend hours every week preparing to speak to those three fuckers.
And also, whilst we have great fun, and I hope that comes across in the track, but you know what? There's probably better products out there, to be honest, from a fantasy football perspective.
Yeah, do you know what I mean? I think so.
And you know,
well, we may... Go on.
I'm so on, disdainful of this last episode. I'm actually still eating a light moussaka while we record.
Not for the first time you've eaten or consumed something. Have you got extra bracelets on for tonight's show, just for posterity?
Just an executive watch.
Can you not?
And a Fitbit, because I like to look after my health.
Is that not an oxymoron, though? Can you get light moussaka?
You're right. I did that. In hindsight, that's not a great adjective, but it's a very tasty moussaka.
Oh right, okay.
It's quite a heavy meal, isn't it?
It's not the lightest.
Potato, beef, onion,
fat-soaked aubergine. Wonderful.
Moussaka salad.
Right.
Moussaka quinoa.
Are we going to talk about some football?
Yeah.
We've got a structure for us, Jay. I know you like to put these things together.
I tried to get you two to think about a structure, and you said, fuck it off.
Not interested.
Shoot
from the hip. That's it.
Last one ever. What are the consequences possibly going to be? And you're right. None whatsoever.
Just fewer listeners than normal.
But you're right, we did kind of reach the conclusion that whilst we have a lot of fun, and I think people have enjoyed the show, a few hundred people have enjoyed the show regularly, maybe it's not our football insights, fantasy football knowledge, that they come back for, that they would miss. It's us. So there might be a little announcement towards the end of the show on that note.
Well, that's such a tease, Jay.
What a tease. But before we get to that,
let's talk about me winning
on how the season finished. Yeah, go on, let's get to that.
Okay, I won the league. That's it.
Wouldn't say you won the league. I did. That's possibly.
I won the fantasy football league. Fantasy football zombies league, FFN zombies,
which consisted of
us three and our zombie team and Wilbur's.
Shall I tell you the best part of
so I won the league is a bit of a stretch. You beat two people who came.
But it is an important win, Baco. But more important is the fact that my zombie team beat Jay's actual team.
And your actual team.
And my actual team, yeah. But the fact that my zombie team beat his is pleasing.
That is really good, isn't it?
You know what? Actually, that's actually come as news to me. I cared so little by the end of the season. I hadn't even looked at the final standings. I knew it was close. 18 points.
Yeah. 2-1-6-0 for my zombie team.
That's a really good zombie score. What was the OR?
I don't
know. Approximately. No, probably 300,000.
Oh, yeah. 441. Yeah, 441. No, 441K
for him, yeah. Jesus, a zombie team.
Yeah. There you go.
Very nice.
Mitch's zombie team at that.
But I think Stairsy predicted it, that Mitch's zombie team would beat Mitch's team, and he was quite correct, wasn't he?
Yeah. Reasonable prediction.
Whereas my zombie team was 3.8 millionth.
You did pick a terrible, terrible team at the start of the season, though, didn't you?
I can't believe what I did at the start of the season, because...
Let's have a quick look. Oh, my God. 1,800 points. Loughton, Klein, Keane.
I picked
Keane. Romeu.
Oriol Romeu.
Cedric.
Actually, it doesn't look that bad, does
Sanchez,
it?
Sanchez, Alexis Sanchez.
Yeah, Alexis Sanchez, I thought, was going to have a great season. I thought Loughton was going to carry on his Burnley form from last year. I went Everton defence, and in the last 10 weeks of the season, I would have been right, because they were the strongest defence. They just started the season too slowly, didn't they?
You were just 30 weeks ahead of your time, Baco.
I tell you what, the best thing to do, though, is to have... No, I'm not going to say what I was about to say.
Oh, are you going to make a fool of yourself?
Yep.
Go on, say it.
No.
For the first time ever, you've bailed out just in time.
No, not saying it.
Well, you know, it'll be interesting to see how we fare next year when we're not, you know, laden with the burden of the podcast.
Yeah, I think I'll do better, honestly. And looking at it, actually, I finished on 2-2-1-0, which is my highest score ever. But it was a high scoring season, so
I also got my highest score ever. 2-1-3-3.
Yeah, that's not a surprise, because previously you've been shit, but. In terms of the last three seasons, I'm upping 50, 100 points a season consistently now for four seasons. Yeah.
Well done. You beat both of us.
It was.
Had a very disappointing season yet again for me.
Oh. What were your total transfers, boys? Have a little look at your total transfers, because that's always interesting, isn't it?
Four.
It is. Yeah, right.
Four. Yep. Ever.
54.
53 for me.
Sorry, I misunderstood your question. Mine is 31, but that was... I only made four paid transfers.
Ah, okay. No, that wasn't my question.
No, it wasn't, was it?
Just go to total transfers, mate.
Yeah, 31.
That's very restrained for you. It was in the 80s last year,
I promised myself that... No, I spent 80 points last season, I think.
Oh, wow. That's a huge drop then.
No, I promised myself not to chop and change and to stick with players even if they had a bad game week, if they're the right choice. So I did that, and it didn't really pay off.
Didn't pay off at all.
So let's have a look. I want to look at your game week history and how you've improved year on year. 1859 last year, 2000. Look at that. That is
significant improvement, isn't it?
Significant improvement on points, and 1859 got you to 2.3 millionth last year. And this year you're at 600K.
Much better.
Oh, that is okay. That's much better. Yeah.
Well done, Mitch.
It's respectable. It's respectable. If not earth shattering, but then neither is mine. So there we go. I actually my season wasn't doing too badly. Then it just went to total shit.
What was your peak OR through the season, approx?
Good question. Let me go.
Mine was 154K. Game week 33, I peaked at 154, and I genuinely thought at that point I was going to make the top 100,000.
Yeah, I bet you did. 194 was my peak, game week 18.
518K in game week 37.
Literally the week before the end.
Yep. I had a good run in. From game week 32, I scored 104, 83, 59, 79, 79, 90, and then 47 in the last game of the season. In fact, my game week 37, my game week rank was 12,000th, which was
good. Oh, that's really
good.
Nice. It's so exciting when you get a top sub 100,000 game week.
Yeah.
Cool. Yeah, that's brilliant. I can remember us chatting around the halfway stage, and me and you, Baco, were convinced we were cruising for a top 100k finish.
Yeah.
No.
No.
Everything I touched after that went to shit. Far more red arrows than green. And my greens were very small. Very disappointing. Anyway, do you want to... should we reflect on the fantasy football noise mini-league?
Yeah, let's have a look.
See how that all wrapped up.
And just FYI, the winner, who we'll name shortly, has been chasing me, and we haven't forgotten you. And you will get your prize, but we've just been too lazy to record, so...
Yeah. Desperately, desperately lazy. Yeah.
The problem is I can't see when they joined our league, so whether they've cheated, because we didn't monitor it, did we, in the last few months?
It's not like us.
But I'm convinced the winner was in there from the start. So in fifth place, we've got Kevin Moami with Mad City on 2442.
Hold on, do you want a music bed for this?
Oh, yes, please. Can I?
Okay, go on then. Here we go.
Thank you. That's there better. You
yeah, much.
In fourth, we have... somewhat of a Scandinavian, Sebastian Berenstein, with Nederlaget. That probably means Steve's a cunt, and I've just said that live on air or something.
I was going to say, which way round is the S and T in his surname?
Berenstein.
That's right. You said Sten.
Did I?
Berenstein, I believe you said, yeah.
DD Jervis is third, with DJ's winners on 2463. And then we've got...
Fady Louie.
I don't recognise Fady.
No.
So they've either had a very good last few weeks or they're a late entry trying to cheat.
To be fair, we probably haven't looked at this since February, March, so...
Anyway, Fady's on 2472. And our winner, long-term, I think in from the start, Fantasy Football Noise Liga...
Some 40 points ahead of second place, it has to be noted.
Yeah, 2512. It's Dave G and Alice in Wonderland.
Marvellous.
Good work, Dave.
So, prize-wise, there was a bit of conjecture, wasn't there? We weren't sure if our sponsor was going to honour his deliberation?
Deliberation. Between us, there was never any doubt of him honouring it. But in fairness to our dear friend of the show, John Davis, and owner of, what is it, Baco?
Switchingenergy.co.uk, I think you'll find.
Yeah, the world's finest B2B and domestic energy switching site. We finished talking about him halfway through the season, so we thought it only right that he only give us half the prize, which he's agreed to do. So Dave G.
That's lovely of him. Quite frankly, our deliberation was all based around... whether he would or indeed could even be asked or expected to
give us anything.
Should
yeah.
give us anything, because we've obviously, yeah.
Yeah, so if you remember, let me give you a brief update, and I'm sure John won't mind us telling the audience, that we promised, or he promised, to put in additional money into the prize pot for every switcher that he got through his switching site. So I think we said something like, if we got another 20 switchers, he'd put another 350 into the pot, and if we got up to 50, then he'd put another 350 into the pot. So with our listenership, I'm absolutely delighted to announce that John had unique switchers from the...
Have you finished counting them all up now?
Yeah, he has, yeah. Unique switchers from the Fantasy Football Noise listenership of 2 switches.
Yay!
Proof, indeed, that advertising on podcasts is a waste of fucking time.
Advertising on this podcast is. Or at least advertising that on this podcast is. I don't think you can necessarily blanket rule all podcast advertising.
There we are. We've proved once and for all. Yes. That it is pointless inclusive. Advertising nascent energy switching sites on fantasy football podcasts by 3 people who've known each other for 30 years.
What do you think it says about our listenership?
Beg your pardon?
What do you think
it says about... they've already switched and they're happy with their level?
Or I think it's that our listenership is so wealthy that they couldn't give a toss about a £20 saving on their energy.
Or they're all foreign and they don't know what the fuck we're talking about.
Very international product. Very international product we've got here, boys.
Not domiciled in the UK. Yeah, so...
quite possibly not. Therefore, prize money to Fady and Dave?
Just Dave, isn't it?
Is it just Dave, though?
I thought it was one and two, wasn't it?
Should we take this offline, boys?
No, come on, let's have it out well, here and now. What's the prize fund, Mitch?
It's 150 quid.
Well, it's a one and a 50, isn't it? Done.
Okay. Fady is in Egypt. So how are we going to get money to Fady?
What's the FX?
Egyptian
PayPal?
Yeah, PayPal, done.
Well, Fady's not been in touch. So if Fady's not in touch within a week of the end of this podcast, it's all going to Dave.
There you go. Fady, you need to prove that you are a true fan of the show and not just a money-grabbing...
United fan.
Yeah.
He is a United fan.
That's the what I was looking for. Get in touch with Mitch either via Twitter, which is @fantasy_noise, or via email fantasyfootballnoise@gmail.com, if the account's still live. And if you don't, do that within, you're saying 7 days, hard cut off. Yeah?
Yeah. Okay. He won't, I'm sure of it.
Okay. Otherwise, it all goes to Dave.
Yeah.
Can't say fairer than that. It's a super performance. All right, marvellous.
It's a top score from Dave, by the way. 2-5-1-2.
Where did that leave him in the country, or rather in
the world? OR-165.
Oh, good. That's good. What? That's a worthy winner.
Yeah, for the season, yeah.
That's amazing, Dave.
It's good, isn't it?
165th out of 6.3 million teams.
Yeah.
Not bad. How many transfers did he make overall? 39. Won by a worthy winner.
Squad value 104.2 with 2.2 in the bank as well. Cruising it.
Very nice. All right, chaps, so what next?
How about a quick snap trivia question?
Yeah, let's do it.
I did wonder if we might have one trivia question each.
Yeah, fine. Let's do a snap trivia question right now. Don't waste any time.
Question and answer.
Yeah.
No waiting around.
Okay, great. I've got a few here. You can do some too. I'm so ill prepared for this podcast. I've got my questions written on the back of a Hewlett Packard toner cartridge box that was lying by my wife's desk.
Proverbial fag packet.
Yeah. If Hewlett Packard, if you want to sponsor any future podcasts, do get in touch.
I've got a lovely one.
Let's go for.
Let's have it.
Which club was top of the league for less than one day? This Premier League season just gone.
Uh-huh.
Which club was top of the league for less than one day?
Was it an obscure team, someone like Watford or Wolves, very early in the season?
Baco, what's your guess?
Fulham.
No, none of those.
Who was it?
It was.
Was I right that it was a? Hold on. Was it? Was I right that it was an obscure one?
No, it wasn't obscure. No, it was a top side. Well, used to be
Arsenal.
Top.
Man United. They beat Leicester 2-1 in the first game of the season.
Correct. It was a Friday night game to start the season.
I just cheated.
You.
I could hear. I could hear voracious clicking.
Well, that's not the idea of this, Baco.
It's not.
Oh well, it was already over. We'd both got the wrong answer without cheating. Do you want a quick trivia quiz from me?
Yes, please.
I do.
Okay. Can you tell me what's the lowest ever attendance in Premier League history?
Oh, that's nice.
And who was the home side?
Bournemouth.
Lowest ever.
So I'll give you a guess and we'll go nearest the pin, okay? So I'm going to let Mitch go first.
Obviously not Bournemouth. I'm going to go for Charlton Athletic.
Oh, nice. And what's the attendance?
Oh, I'd go for 12,000.
Okay, JB?
Well, that's miles out because Bournemouth's capacity is just shy of 11,000.
Exactly. Bournemouth's got less than that in every home game.
Oh, really?
Last season.
Yeah.
Is that all? That's appalling.
Yeah.
Well, okay, Charlton Athletic, 5,000.
All right, better. Okay, fine.
Well, the valley's a lot bigger than the...
Yeah,
I know, but they're shit, and everyone voted with their feet.
Anyway, it's JB's turn now.
So on the assumption that I've said Bournemouth three or four times and you've not responded, I'll assume it's not
I'm not responding to anything until after you've both fully answered.
Okay, well, I'll be honest then. I will say that I would have said Bournemouth, and I would guess Premier League game. I don't think any would have been that poorly attended.
Tuesday night?
8,000. Wednesday 8,000.
You're way out, fellas, both of you. I mean... Okay, so on the basis that Mitch's second answer was 5,000, he is closest. The lowest ever attendance was 3,039.
Wow.
That's really Everton cool. were the away side. Mm. Who were the home side?
Can you tell Blackpool. Us which season?
1993.
Let's go
Swindon
for...
Town.
Ooh, that's a
nope.
good one.
No, sir.
Sheffield no, sir. United.
No, really badly attended Premier League side.
Just give us the answer.
Wimbledon.
Oh.
Well, I can safely say I would never have got that. Never have got that. Right, shall I give you my question?
Go on.
Yes, please.
This season just finished. Salah and Mane scored 22 goals each for Liverpool, which is the fourth highest single-season tally ever in the Premier League era for a partnership where both players scored more than 20 goals. Can you name the top three?
Can I go first?
Yep. Yep.
I'm going to say Andy Cole and Dwight York, Man United.
Is not there.
Fuck!
Sutton and Shearer.
Not there. Both players have to have scored 20 or more.
20 or more, wow. Is there a recent one in there?
Fairly.
Aguero and Sterling?
Nope.
Mm-hmm. Ian Wright and Alan Smith?
Nope. You are looking for, in third place, a team from the 2013-14 season. In second place is a team from 2009-10. And top of the pile, 93-94.
Oh, it's tricky.
Shall I let you ponder it and we'll come back to this one at the end of the show?
Yeah, I like the question.
Is Fernando Torres involved?
Negative.
Luis Suarez?
Luis Suarez might be.
Ah.
And him and who else would it be?
SAS.
Who's that?
Sturridge?
Yes. Suarez and Sturridge for Liverpool in 2013-14. Suarez with 31, Sturridge 21.
Who was the ah from SAS?
I think it was just and.
Oh.
Simply Suarez and Sturridge. Wasn't it?
No idea. That's why I asked the
mystery
question.
Striker that I'd ever heard of. Surname A. So I'll leave you for now, since you're struggling. I'll leave you to get the other two. Give it some thinking time while we have a break, and later on we'll do that. We're also going to look back at our favourite ever moments from our two brief series, 1.5 seasons, and then we'll come on to our thoughts for the future, and we'll see you after the break.
Cheers.
Mom deserves the best, and there's no better place to shop for Mother's Day than Whole Foods Market. They're your destination for unbeatable savings, from premium gifts to show-stopping flowers and irresistible desserts. Start by saving 33% with Prime on all body care and candles. Then get a 15-stem bunch of tulips for just $9.99 each with Prime. Round out Mom's menu with festive rosé, irresistible berry chantilly cake, and more special treats. Come celebrate Mother's Day at Whole Foods Market.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me, because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/people today.
Ready to pop the question? The jewelers at BlueNile.com have got sparkle down to a science with beautiful lab-grown diamonds worthy of your most brilliant moments. Their lab-grown diamonds are independently graded and guaranteed identical to natural diamonds, and they're ready to ship to your door. Go to BlueNile.com and use promo code LISTEN to get $50 off your purchase of $500 or more. That's code LISTEN at BlueNile.com for $50 off. BlueNile.com, code LISTEN.
Okay, welcome back to part two. We may have overlooked discussing or even mentioning the actual outcome of the Premier League, gents.
Is fantasy football not more important, though?
Well, of course it is, on this show it is, but my goodness me, get so close, but not quite get over the line.
Didn't really throw it away at the end.
A 7-point lead at one stage. Obviously delighted, absolutely delighted to win the Champions League, but the Premier League's the one we want. So hopefully, we can sign one or two new names.
But the signings last season, so your Alisson, your Van Dijk, were wonderful.
Yeah.
Another couple of those, and oof, that would be good.
Yeah, yeah, quite. And if you think about it, the margins with which they won it, literally millimetres, wasn't it? Millimetres over the line that their ball, was it against Burnley, I think, that they scored that was a goal?
Yeah.
And about 11 millimetres, which is 1 centimetre away over the line that our ball was disallowed against them. So either
thank you
of those
for correctly identifying a GCSE maths question.
Have you used that in trivia?
I'm just saying, these are the margins, the fine, fine margins.
What a fucking shit heap that Champions League final was. So boring.
Was, wasn't it? I mean, I wasn't...
Tedious as hell.
I wasn't bored because I was in a bar and I was pissed and my team were winning. But in a way, it was a shame that penalty went. It was just killed the game, didn't it?
Yeah.
You could sort of see that in that first minute, we were really at them, we were pressing them, and then after the goal, there was none of that was there. Well,
I missed
near
the penalty.
As much as there
what the
been.
Fuck was Sissoko doing? What a prick.
Yeah. Did you think that it's possible that Mané actually kind of did that intentionally?
Deliberately did it, yeah.
Yeah, he waited, his arm was up, and then he just almost seemed to go for it.
I reckon it's one of those, in slow motion, you could conclude that in the at full speed, a full tilt game, I don't think I do believe that.
No.
I think he was trying to cross it.
Just across, yeah. Well, maybe you're right.
Yeah, I missed the penalty. Well, in fact, I saw it go in, but I missed the incident because I thought, you know, Champions League final, both teams are just
why
kind
be
of,
there from the start?
Yeah, well, we were busy.
Who wants to see the whole thing?
No, but, you know, normally, I was getting ready. It just kind of jumped up on me.
Surprised you even remembered the game was on, mate.
Yeah, how dare you? No, but you expect them to knock it around for the first 5 minutes, feeling each other out, you know, and...
Feeling
like
each other
match.
Out?
Not feeling each other out.
Up.
What's
feeling
getting
each
a feel
other
for
up.
The game?
Just some gentle fingering to start the game.
Oh, I'm sorry there, Sardio. I appear to have my finger up your arsehole.
Light foreplay. You know what I mean.
Yes. You expected a cagey start. Instead,
yeah, a nothingy start. Instead, what I got was a quick start and a nothingy middle.
Yeah,
for about 80 minutes.
Do you want another trivia question?
Yeah,
do a trivia question. Then I'd like to maybe ask each of you what your favourite memories of the show have been.
I can't remember if we've had this one before. Can I go first?
Yeah, go on.
But I like it.
Go on.
Who is the only person born before 1960? To have scored a Premier League hat-trick?
I know the answer.
I think I do too.
Should we say it together on count of three? 1, 2, 3, and then say the name?
Yes.
One, two, three.
Gordon Strachan.
Yeah, I think we have had it before. I like that.
Yeah, it's incredible.
Let me fire one back to you. I've got two here. What was the biggest defeat of the Premier League season? By whom... And at which ground against whom?
Someone shipped 8, didn't they?
Did they?
I don't think so.
I thought it was a 7-1 or a 6-1.
Huddersfield shipped 7?
I think it was Huddersfield on the wrong end, wasn't it?
Let's have a look. I don't think it was, according to my...
Well, just tell us.
Well, I think the answer is Chelsea. They lost 6-0 at the Etihad against Man City.
No way.
No way.
The biggest defeat of the season.
Yep.
Ouchie.
I'm basing it on the basis that I stole that question from a major newspaper chain who've done their research more than I.
Good work.
Yeah. Nice one, Mitch.
Last quick one. Which team lost 10 London derbies this season?
That must be Fulham.
Fulham.
Bang. Yes. Easy.
Lucas Moura became the fourth Brazilian to net a Premier League hat-trick.
Fourth Brazilian, you say?
The fourth Brazilian. Can you name the other three?
There's
one that I'm tempted to give you straight away just because I've never heard of him.
Hold on.
We'll rule him out.
Hold on.
Amaze me.
I'm going to start off by going for that wee fella that used to play for Middlesbrough, but I can't remember his name.
Janinho?
Yeah, him.
No, I thought you had it for a minute. If you'd said Afonos Alves, I would have been fucking impressed.
Said me never. Afonos Alves?
He must have had a nickname.
For who? For Middlesbrough?
Maybe it was Janinho.
Janinho is
Janinho's
his nickname.
Do you reckon?
Did he play for Middlesbrough?
Yeah. Come on. Let's find out.
Google him. What's his name? Afonos.
Afonos Alves, according to this. I don't know where I got this
Afonos
from.
Afonos Alves.
I wrote this down ages ago. Is it? Let it be Janinho.
Did you mean Afonso Alves?
His name appears to be Osvaldo Giraldo Jr., known as Juninho Paulista.
Look up Afonos Alves while you're at it.
I'm looking at it. It's not bringing anything up.
Maybe it was Alfonso and my phone's just auto-corrected it or something. Either way, I've never heard of him.
Here we go. Afonso Alves Martins Jr., professionally known as Afonso Alves, is a Brazilian former professional footballer who plays a striker for Atletico Mineiro, Ordrete, Malmo, Heerenveen, Middlesbrough and Al Sadd.
Anyway, regardless of his first name, suffice to say neither of you have ever heard of him.
No. So that's one. And how many are there, did you say?
Forget him. Two more.
Brazilians.
Two of the far better known Brazilians, yes.
I'd probably go Bobby Firmino as my first.
Correct.
Guess.
That's one.
Pip Coutinho.
Coutinho.
Nope.
Oh.
Gabriel Jesus.
Good guess. It's not right.
Ooh.
How about Richarlison?
Nope.
Ooh. Richarlison? No.
He's got plenty of braces. It's not a terrible guess.
We're thinking too current here. My next one
I
was
think
going
you
to be
are a touch.
Are they current?
No, not William. Little longer ago, no longer in the Prem.
Paulinho?
No. It does end in Inho. So you're half right. Just trying to speed things along.
Robinho.
Robinho is correct. Well done. Well found on the internet, Mitch.
Well, no, I've got it's the Premier League stats.
I know.
Of the top scorers from Brazil ever.
I know.
On the internet.
Yeah, well read. It's brilliant. Right, boys, what are your favourite memories? What do you look back on with great fondness from our time on the airwaves?
Oh, sorry, I thought you just meant my favourite memories. I was going to give you something else.
In life.
Never mind.
There was this one time at Bangkok.
Surely they're one and the same, aren't they, Mitch?
You are.
Surely they're one and the same, aren't they?
I think they are, very similar.
Your favourite all-time life memories.
Children being born,
Jay,
getting
why
married.
Why don't you go first?
Well, I have to say that in Series 1, I really, really enjoyed the two or three or maybe 4 weeks when we were deeply amused by a couple of Dutch phrases.
The nuker in the kooker.
We did have some fun with that and possibly took it a bit too far. But there were a couple of episodes where I can remember we were all in tears. My brother actually messaged me earlier on because he knew I was going to ask you this question, and he said that was his highlight as well. He was in actual tears on the train on the way into work. That was quite funny. At Stairs, he's written in to say that his favourite memory was your story of pooing yourself on the train.
Oh yeah, okay. When I shit myself on the train on the way to work.
Yeah, it's a good story.
The other shit story I enjoyed very much, Jay, was the one about your pal who's a bit of an outdoorsman who cut off the tails of his shirt with his penknife after he'd shat on it. I did enjoy that. And the other little moment I did enjoy was when we found out what we sound like when you listen to the podcast at half speed.
Oh, yeah.
Remember, it sounds like we all had brain injuries.
That was really good.
Yeah. That was early doors, wasn't it?
It was early doors, yeah.
Nice. Yeah. I particularly enjoyed the episode, of course, that I presented. If you remember back when I stood
briefly. Was that a bet?
It was something like that. I think you got the arsehole with me and said, well, you fucking do better then. So yeah. I went, okay. I was like, welcome to fantasy football. I was absolutely shitting myself.
Oh, wait.
I think it was also something like I sort of said, Because at the time, I think I was 50 points ahead of you or something like that, wasn't it?
That's something like that, yeah.
At the time when we had that particular exchange, and I said, you can present the fucker, or you can edit the fucker as well if you catch me up, and you did catch me up. And I think you presented, but did not edit.
No.
The show. Fun times. Right, shall we, just briefly, before we go, shall we briefly discuss the little idea that I put to you both?
Oh, this is genius, yeah.
That we're possibly thinking about doing.
And a little bit Alan Partridge, where he was trying to pitch for a second series.
And you're not worried about your intellectual property being stolen by someone?
I think we can take our chances.
I think we can take our chances with the five people that are going to listen to this. I think we're safe. Well, I thought, coming back to what I said in part one about... it's our chemistry, our fun that we have talking to each other, rather than our specific expertise at fantasy football, as has been proven by the last two seasons' performance. That's the bit that I think sort of works. That's the bit that we really enjoy doing.
Yes.
And I think it's the fact that we, for our first podcast outing, if you like, that we chose a topic which takes place every single week. And once we start to perform badly, keeping up with that every single week became arduous. And that was the downfall of the show.
And there are better products out there.
Yeah. Definitely.
And there are much better products out there. But if we were to find a subject matter which wasn't time sensitive, the show would have a much longer shelf life and we could pick it up and put it down as we please, whenever we actually want to do one. And I heard something on the radio the other day that was a little bit of a potential light bulb moment.
So exciting.
It was very, very simply, a bloke was on TalkSport talking about how he'd broken the world record for spinning a fucking cushion on his finger. I thought, now, what about this? Like, because you know...
Hang on a second.
Yeah, because, you know... I've since found out there are north of 40,000 world records in existence, and I'm sure a lot of them require a hell of a lot of skill, a hell of a lot of courage, persistence, you know, all these sort of things.
Bravery.
And we don't want any of that. We want cushion spinning on index finger. And the world record was 25 minutes. And I thought, well, that's not crazy. And then I remembered the video that we did, which if you haven't seen... Mitch's world record attempt about 5 years ago at eating Ferrero Rocher. That was one of the funniest...
Which I said I would absolutely piss.
You convinced
the world record is surprisingly low, isn't it? In 1 minute, what was it? What was the record? Nine in 1 minute.
Yeah. You thought you were going to smash that.
I will absolutely piss that, I said.
That's doable. Went and bought a box of them, had the audacity to line up about 20.
I borrowed a BMX from Jay. I cycled from his house to the shop, bought two boxes of them.
You managed about four or five, I think, and your mouth was chocolate ball the size of a cricket ball.
Incredibly claggy.
Yeah, one big planet-sized mass in the middle of your mouth when the minute mark.
No drink allowed, by the way, just pure Ferrero Rocher. Yeah.
So that was quite funny. I enjoyed that video, and I sort of thought, how about if the three of us try to find the most obscure, silly, lazy, potentially achievable world records that are out there, maybe even come up with some of our own, and just see if it's funny, see if we enjoy doing it.
Baker did make a good point that it might be better on video,
but we would have to marry it up with a video, obviously,
I'll just put this out there. I don't want to listen to a podcast which is you spinning a cushion on your finger for 25 minutes. That would not be good radio.
Live. 25 minutes. No, the podcast element would be talking about what records are out there. So looking into what records we could attempt. We could do a little bit of trivia about what records are there. For example...
Are you a modern-day Norris McWhirter?
He's certainly got the long face like Norris McWhirter, hasn't he?
For example... I think I might have told you this already. What do you think the world record is for the longest complete human turd?
Ah, no, you did tell us this.
It was enormous. It was like 20 feet.
26 feet. My guess
we
was
can't
like
recreate that though, can we?
Is that someone with a tiny, tiny anus so that it's like only a millimetre thick but 26
feet
long?
Apparently it was a woman on all fours.
It's incredible.
I'm not proposing that we attempt to beat that one, but what I'm just saying is that there are a world of these amusing and very surprising records out there.
I'm not sure that's amusing, that's just disgusting.
Well, it is disgusting, you're right.
And a very specialist video.
But
and we can get guests on, people who've broken records.
Yeah, we could do that. And we can post heavily edited videos of our attempts on Twitter.
Yeah, let's do that.
So just a thought, another possible avenue for our audio talents.
And indeed, in this case, visual talents as well.
Yeah, and we're all kind of like an even playing field, aren't we? You know, we're just three blokes.
We're all deeply competitive as well.
Mm.
Yeah, I think we'd have fun, and it might also give us a reason to get together a couple of times a year.
Oh, lovely!
To have a bash at a few different things, maybe have a couple of beers while we're at it. I don't know.
Yeah, lovely.
Right. So, are we going to give it a go?
Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. Well, maybe it would be interesting, Mitch, if you were to post a little poll on Twitter and see from our current number of followers, see if anyone else thinks it might be something that they want to listen to.
I mean, I could do that. I could. There's so few of them. I could just give them a ring each, couldn't I?
I think a little poll to see what everyone else thinks of it. Yep. And a bit like this, really. We're not necessarily doing it for global appreciation. Oh, just a bit of fun.
I'm willing to bet, though, Jay, there'll be a point next season when something happens and you're on the blower. Boy, should we just do a quick FFN podcast?
Yeah, you will do.
Are you trying to tell me that you don't think this will be the last one ever?
No, I don't think it will. You're the glue that holds it together, Jay. You're normally the one that's chasing up me and Baco, who are, in some regards, lazier than you. But yet you do all the work for this in terms of the editing. But I think you'll give us a little tinkle and you'll want to do another one.
It'll be like, boys, I've had an 80-point week. Let's record
a
show.
Let's do it. I'll be on 36 points and I'll be like, no, thanks, fuck that.
My OR's 900, let's get on the line.
Christ, I'll be calling you before then, mate. It's at 900. I assume you mean 900K, yeah?
No, 900.
All right, guys. Are we done?
Well,
I think we're done. It's been brilliant.
Do we not want to do anything about next season?
What do you mean about it?
Well, any little tips on what we think is going to happen? Which players to go for?
Couldn't give a dick as fuck at this stage. I'm looking forward to 2 months off.
Okay.
No. I'm happily still in the afterglow of our Champions League victory. Mm-hmm. And I stopped caring about fantasy football a number of months ago. Perhaps one last thing to mention. You didn't come back to me with your attempts at the top scoring partnerships.
No. Here you go.
Just to recap the question. Can you name the top two? So two players from the same side who both have at least 20 goals. Can you name the most lethal partnerships in Premier League history?
I really haven't got a clue, but I'm going to go with this guess. Newcastle, Andy Cole and Robert Lee.
You're half right.
Ooh, Cole and Faustino Asprilla.
That's a good guess as well. It's not right.
Ooh. Tino, what a player. Was it with Alan Shearer?
No.
Cole. Was it Cole and someone?
Surprising, isn't it?
Cole and...
93-94, I think Shearer was at Blackburn, wasn't he?
Cole.
He
was.
Was it Cole?
With something.
Cole.
Yes, Andy
and
Cole is one half.
Cole and Keegan. No idea. That was a joke, by the way.
I don't think it was.
It was
I
a joke. Of course it's a joke.
Come on. Come on, hand on heart. It wasn't, was it?
No, it was a joke.
It was a joke. Uh-huh. On your children's life?
Yeah, on my children's life. Cole and who could be the other one? I don't know.
Previously of Liverpool.
Who is it?
Peter Beardsley.
Of course it was.
He right, has recently been done, though, hasn't he?
Who?
Has he?
Yeah, Peter Beardsley. He was a youth team coach for years at Newcastle. And I think, racism, that's what it was. Right, I know this is potentially libelous, but...
Potentially.
Yeah, let's not ruin it with the last one being libelous.
All the others have been so safe.
Peter Beardsley.
Shh, Shall we move on to the Chelsea partnership?
Yeah. Oh, it's a Chelsea partnership, is it?
Oh.
Oh.
Might be.
3-4.
2009-10.
Oh, 9-10.
Peter Beardsley charged by FA for using abusive and racist language and bullying.
What? Oh, dear.
What year was it?
2009-10.
Didier Drogba.
Correct.
And his old mates.
Gianfranco Zola.
No.
No, God, your ear is way off.
Lampard.
Yes.
Yeah, you got it. Gianfranco Zola.
I don't fucking know. I'm just naming Chelsea players that scored goals.
Hadn't played for Chelsea for 10 years at that point.
Well, I don't follow this bollocks, do I? I don't know.
Clearly. All right, gentlemen. Well, for almost certainly the last time for about 6 months, it's been wonderful. I've loved it. I hope everybody out there has enjoyed it a little bit. And maybe we'll see you again one day, but for the time being, I bid you adieu.
Adieu.
Cheers.
Where's your song, boys. Baco? No, sing your song, Baco.
I'm not going to sing a song.
Stairsy's asked you to sing, hasn't he?
Oh, but he can look get Bring Me Sunshine up on Facebook.
No.
Well, that's true. Do you want to do that, or do you want to do My Way?
I don't want to do either.
Come on.
Come on, Baco.
Just a little burst.
No.
Come on. He's been such a loyal fan to the show.
Come send on, him Baco. Home I'll start you off. And now
I've travelled each the and every Disney. Highway, but more, much more than this, I did it
my way.
Yay!
So you enjoyed that, really?
You've got a marvellous. Lovely voice, Baco. You should have sung the whole lot.
Oh, sorry. Regret. No. <Yeah. laughs>
And fade to black.
All right, chaps. Cheers, fellas.
Good night. Love your stuff.
Bye-bye.
Take care.
See
cheers.
Ya.
Bye, all. Bye.
Cue the music.
This podcast is part of the You Are the Media Network.
Normally, being a little extra can be a bit much. But when it comes to healthcare, it pays to be extra. And United Healthcare makes it easy with Health Protector Guard fixed indemnity insurance plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, they supplement your primary plan, helping you manage out-of-pocket costs without the usual requirements and restrictions like deductibles and enrollment periods. So when it comes to covering your medical bills, you can feel good about being a little extra. Visit uh1.com to find the Health Protector Guard plan for you.
Even when we're on a budget, we still deserve nice things. Quince is a place to scoop up stunning high-end goods for 50 to 80% less than similar brands. They have buttery soft cashmere sweaters starting at $50, luxurious Italian leather bags, and so much more. Plus, Quince only works with factories that use safe, ethical, and responsible manufacturing. Get the high-end goods you'll love without the high price tag with Quince. Go to quince.com/style for free shipping and 365-day returns.